Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.
Now, are sports such as boxing and MMA more than just sports? Does fighting provide some form of self-definition, some meaning? Josh Rosenblatt used to smoke and drink and was never too keen on violence, yet at the age of 33, Josh took up training for mixed martial arts. He had his first fight when he was 40. He's the author of Why We Fight, One Man's Search for Meaning Inside the Ring. Josh, good afternoon to you.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you are a sports journalist, so it would be something that you would have had an interest in anyway. But I suppose from the other side of the ring, was there always something inside you that wanted to fight?
I actually think that there was always something inside of me that very much did not want to fight. And I listened to that side of me for a good 30 years. But yeah, I think there's probably something on a deeper level that always wondered why I didn't want to fight and was curious about what would happen if I did end up in a fight, which I went through life, thankfully, never having to answer.
Yeah. And why did you wonder that?
I don't really know. It was just always sort of lingering there. I think that there was the way I was raised. I was raised in very much a sort of a pacifist household, which is a great thing with a pacifist father, but who never really taught me about fighting, and I was able to avoid it. But I think that there was you see other people fight, and you walk away from situations over the course of your life, and you ask yourself, why am I leaving these situations? Why am I letting a violent person or an intimidating person dictate where I can go? And I think it just reached a point in my life where I said, I don't want to be the person who gets dictated to anymore. I don't feel like walking away. And I wanted to know how I could cease to be that person.
Mm. Did you find that you were being dictated in those terms that you were?
Yeah, there were definitely moments. I mean, I wasn't a bullied kid by any means, but I think probably like anyone, there were moments here and there throughout my life where I absolutely left bars or left situations, left schoolyards, whatever it was. Justifying it in my head is proof of my sophistication that I was staying away from fights. And I think there's definitely an argument to be made there. You don't want to run around getting into fights on the streets, but at the same time, you don't want to be someone who gets dictated to. So this was sort of an important thing for me to try.
Right. Okay. And so you started training a long time before you actually had your first fight. Initially the training was that to achieve some level of fitness?
No, it really wasn't fitness at all. I mean, I was a pretty devoted hedonist when I started training. It wasn't so much I loved smoking and I loved drinking and really didn't have any interest in push-ups or running laps. I really just wanted to know what it was like to punch someone and get punched. It was really as simple as that. I had started to watch these fights on TV and had started to ask myself what I would do in that situation. And finally, the curiosity became too much, and I simply wanted to go to one of these classes and know what it was like to experience that thing, to feel the blood pumping through your veins as you're sort of, finding yourself in a place where you're allowed to release your aggression, something I had never done before. I think there was just a desire to tap into some part of me that I had never allowed myself to tap into before.
Mm. Was it also a sense of testing yourself that you wanted to see if you were a man, I'm putting that word in inverted commas, by facing fear?
I mean, there was definitely a desire to face fear, absolutely. I don't know if I thought about it so much in terms of being tested, and I definitely didn't think about it so much in terms of masculinity. It was simply a matter of a refusal at a certain point to live with these fears anymore. It wasn't a mystical revelation. It really was just a refusal and a resignation to these sort of thoughts that have been banging around in my head and saying, I'm tired of living one way and I'm going to try this other way. And, what's the worst that could happen? Which is a lot of terrible things.
Yes, yeah, indeed. But of course, it wasn't, you didn't sign up to have a fight in a bar. This was all, there was a lot of training and a lot of order eventually in the sense that there's a set of rules around the kind of fights that you're placing.
Absolutely. And at no point during this sort of long journey, which it's been 10 years now since I started watching fights and training, at no point have I become more interested in bar fights or street fights. That side of things I've always found repulsive. I like the controlled environments. I love referees. I love judges. I love rules. All that stuff needs to be there for me to even consider getting in a fight.
When you did eventually get in the ring to have an MMA fight, were you scared?
Surprisingly enough, I was not scared. I was scared in the months preceding it, absolutely, and in the weeks, and in the last week, I was terrified. I think I walked in that cage and I really surprised myself because I had sort of convinced myself that, okay, no matter what happens, I'm going to get in that cage half naked, screaming people, and I'm going to be terrified. I didn't know how that was going to manifest itself. Would I sort of run away? Would I curl up in a ball? Would I just sort of start throwing punches wildly? I had no idea. But I resigned myself to fear. But when I got in there, I was just kind of remarkably calm. I surprised myself. And right up until the bell rang, I was just in a state of placidity. I think there was a sense of, I've been thinking about this for so long, training for it, worrying about it, that, and the doors are closed, the gates are locked. I'm not going to run away. I'm here. I might as well see what happens.
Mm. When you started fighting then, is there a change? Were you still calm, or do you have to unleash, your inner savage or whatever it is?
You know what it was, and this is sort of a common thing that people talk about in fighting and in the world of MMA, is that something gets triggered in you the first time you actually get punched. That whatever transformational process happens that turns you from sort of a normal human being to the kind of person who would go into a cage and do this to somebody else, it really requires that sort of, it's like the punch to the face is the transportation device over the threshold. And when I got punched in the face almost immediately, and having never been in a real fight in my life, again, my entire life went by, never been punched in the face with malice, it was a shock. And I got scared very fast when that first punch hit and suddenly this guy was grabbing onto me. I remembered to be scared very, very quickly.
Right. Okay. All right. So it didn't reveal a part of you that you were perhaps dimly aware of and wanted to get in touch with.
Oh, it absolutely did. Yeah, it introduced me to a lot of parts of myself and a lot of great parts of myself. And I mean, it sort of, I think, cured me to a certain extent of my fear that I was a coward. And it definitely, it introduced me to the aggressive, angry, ruthless part of myself that is capable of trying to harm somebody and putting myself into a position where I could be harmed. And I love it because it's a very vital part of myself. It's a part of myself that I don't really get to deal with on a daily basis.
Now, some people listening to this might say, well, this is just, a man with a very narrow idea of what to be a man means. This is toxic masculinity. He goes to find out about himself, and the only way he can do it is to go and beat the crap out of somebody. What would you say to that, Josh?
I mean, it's hard to argue against the idea that fighting is somehow repulsive and toxic. I mean, you can't really cure that argument entirely. You can't get over it entirely. But I would simply say that for me, fighting isn't about toxicity or masculinity or proving myself or dominating someone or being better than someone or harming someone. It's an opportunity at transformation. I mean, it's really a great way to sort of create a new version of yourself. There's an honesty and a clarity to fighting that you can get to that I've never been able to discover anywhere else. I've tried to sit and concentrate and think about my breathing and try to do the meditation thing, but to be totally honest with you, when I'm in a fighting situation and I'm sparring, that's the closest that I get to a meditative state, the only way I've ever gotten anywhere close to a spiritual state. It really is it's existing entirely in a moment, and I don't associate it at all with violence or masculinity.
Okay, so it's like praying.
I mean, again, I'm not a religious guy, but when people talk about being mindful and living in a moment, there's nothing you can't be more mindful than when someone's trying to take your head off.
Yeah, it makes me look at Conor McGregor in a whole new light.
Oh, absolutely.
Josh, thanks very much for speaking with us today. Josh Rosenblatt is the author of Why We Fight: One Man's Search for Meaning Inside the Ring.